Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, we want to talk about bizarre ER. Like, weird. It could be doctor's visits. Like, I love it when we talk about this because we end up getting, you tell the story of the time that you somehow wedge something somewhere in your body and you have to go in and
I fell on like, it.
Or up your nose.
Yes.
Oh, right. In your ear, maybe.
But what we often get is a lot of nurses willing to say the things.
You can use a fake name.
100%. Sure. You can be Candy. We can VD you.
Voice disguise.
Sure, that too.
Yeah.
That has a different meaning in that profession.
Because I remember being at a party that there was a lot of nurses at, and then when they get going.
Oh, I love it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, I know you got to know what's coming, but I just got to say it. It's a lot of men shoving things.
Yeah, like corn or something.
No, but like this one nurse, because everybody was like, yes, what you're thinking.
Right.
But this nurse was like, yeah, but they're going in the junk.
In the pee-pee hole?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I am not mature enough for this.
What did he put? Wasn't it batteries?
It was.
I'm sorry. Mm. That hole can get that big?
Well, I mean, so there was this
deep.
One
they were
nurse.
Kind of square, too.
The
D
9
the
volt?
D.
Yes, that's a 9 volt.
Oh, a 9 volt. Okay.
The
oh.
D is like the D.
All right, hold
Nothing's
on.
Nothing's supposed to go that way.
Change the shopping list, man.
I don't know if he understands what he's doing, but like that was what this nurse was saying. This dude, she was an ER nurse and he was a repeat offender. When he first started coming in, he would have a couple of triple A's in there and they just got too far. Like, back to back, right?
Of course they got too far. At all in is
correct.
Too far.
Correct.
That's a AAA look like.
Triple A is the really small one, like in your remote for your TV.
Yeah.
I
super
don't
small.
Care.
Still can't fit.
The hole is nearly microscopic.
But he... It's okay. Microscopic.
That's, okay. That's okay, the other thing.
I've been fighting these lies my whole life.
Yikes.
But he... graduated and did
so
work
his hole was no longer microscopic
and he graduated up to a C. that's
yeah, I
this
have
one.
To...
okay,
can I ask a question?
I don't think you should.
Do you think the pee just kind of drips out of him like a drip system?
I don't know, because the body is remarkable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, because like it's all kind of, I don't know.
Or another substance that comes out of the same hole.
I'm saying you can produce a child and then everything goes back
mostly
to the way it was. I think we're pretty remarkable, and I think it kind of goes, I don't think it's just like, oh, I don't think it's
the wind tunnel.
I don't think he pees in it. I don't think it sounds like that. It's like,
it doesn't sound like it's coming out
of Tom's in the bathroom right now.
Right. But why repeat offend? You know?
Because he likes, there's something.
This is crazy, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't have set the bar there.
Right.
Like, other bizarre ER things, like you can, there was a kid who ate a full pound of gummy bears.
Yeah. And he couldn't poop.
Whoa.
Well, apparently what happened was it just kind of reformed. It was like in his stomach as just one pound
gummy bear?
Giant gummy bear in his tummy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. This happened like years ago on like Bachelor in Paradise. A girl was so constipated, they were calling it like a poo baby. And she had to leave the show. She had to go to the ER and get
and
this thing removed.
They
had to like excavate.
Yes. Okay.
I'm doing a lot of things wrong. I'm learning a lot here.
Okay.
And calm down on the gummy bears. Right.
We're gonna, dude, because they've reformed. Oh, God.
They just stick together.
Did it say how they got him out? Did they like have to saw him out or something?
No, it just says spent a few days in the hospital.
So they probably just put more acid in his stomach. Something
to, like, dissolve
that breaks
it.
Down
Maybe
gummy bears.
Maybe they put more gummy bears. Mm.
Just shoved it on through.
Yeah, so just keep going, kid. You're almost there.
All right. Whether you're a nurse or a patient or a doctor or even a janitor happen to walk by the whole situation, we'd love to hear the most bizarre ER stories you've got. 303-222-5423. You may call us or you can text. We can read those aloud.
This is my favorite one. I had silly putty stuck in my ear. This is not me personally. I wish it was. It was like a Reddit or something. I was 18.
Do you know what I love about that one? The innocence of it. Considering what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Excavating poo.
But silly putty in your ear. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. And you're 18 and didn't know that?
Yeah, I don't know how you did it. How, like, were you trying to get an imprint of your ear? You're probably trying to do
because,
something
funny.
Because,
like, you do funny. The newspaper thing in it. Yeah.
And then they just shove, and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't get it all out. Or maybe trying to impress, a kid sister.
Okay. I have seen that with, musician in ears when they're making the form where, it gets stuck.
No. I can never have those then.
Because the anxiety, claustrophobia.
Yeah. Mm. I don't like when they do the molds of my teeth. That's and I would be thinking, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
A lot like that wee wee hole. Thank you. That's the one.
I have been to the ER for a multitude of different reasons.
Opening day,
broken bones, diabetes, all of it. But there was, I was 8 years old when I had my first hernia. And so I had repairs. Yes. Had repair surgery for it. Had a science test coming up. And I said, I'm not ready for it. My hernia hurts.
Oh.
You lied?
Yep.
And your mom took
I went to Children's.
She's so mad at you.
I don't know if she fully knows that I was lying.
Well, she knows now.
Yeah. The doctor called me out there and was like, do you have a test coming up? And I said, no.
He knew.
You were how old? Yeah. Eight?
It was eight, yeah.
Yeah, you can't lie well at eight.
I don't know. Oh, man.
Some other nurse said that a patient came in saying, I've somehow shoved my contact lens. Have you ever done that? Did you
eat before? I don't have contacts.
Mm-hmm. When I wore contacts, you're screwing around with it and it folds and sometimes it can fold and fold into a quarter and then it's whoop, it's gone. In the back of your eye and you're just like, oh my God. You're trying to hold your eye open and trying to get it out. So the doctors are like, okay, this happens. They did the speculum things. They hold your eye open. They're flushing, and they can't find it. And then she calls home and no, your contacts are, she didn't even have them.
Wait.
She put the doctors through. She's like, my contacts folded up in the back of my eye and I'm panicked, blah, blah, blah. And the doctors did all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, there's nothing in there, ma'am. She's like, she called home and her husband's like, yeah, no, they're right here.
This was an adult?
Yeah.
You got a test coming up?
No.
All right. If you've been to the ER for a bizarre reason, we'd love to hear why. Or if you're a nurse and you can violate HIPAA laws, do that. 303-222-5423.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bizarre ER, and we're hoping, we took it a little bit on the down the dark side.
Yeah, the batteries might have been too far.
So are we...
Literally.
TIAC has been screening calls over there. Are we closer to battery? Or are we closer to silly putty?
I think we're right in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Isaiah?
Yay.
Yay. Bizarre ER.
Carl. Yeah, controversial caller here calling back, but I have an ER story.
I do think Aaron and I may have recently yelled at him.
Okay, you yelled Aaron, at Isaiah?
Isaiah, yeah. We love you, except when you imply that it's always a woman's fault.
That I've been in the ER several times for no reason.
Okay.
But your lungs can spontaneously collapse.
Oh, that's not information
I needed. Nobody needs that information,
no.
Isaiah. What that's not helpful. Mean?
Did it happen to you?
Yeah. No, I have had that 10 times now where I've been sitting down watching a movie or driving and lung just collapses.
What does that feel like? Like
suffocation?
Yeah.
So it feels like it hurts in your chest, and then the only other thing I can say is it feels like your lung collapse. That's kind of all it feels like.
The best way to describe
it. Doesn't feel like anything else.
I feel bad having yelled at you now.
Yeah.
10 times?
That was my plan of calling back. So that you would know.
Yeah. That, Isaiah, that well played.
Yep.
So they don't know why it happens to you?
Well, I've had 4 surgeries and it still happens. So they,
oh my gosh,
they've thrown the book at it, but,
well, they should stop.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Maybe that's the book.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The weird maybe thing about a collapsed lung, because my dad had this just before he passed. They don't blow it back up. It's the opposite.
They take the air out from around it.
Yes. They vacuum the inside of your body and it expands. I'm like, oh, why aren't you blowing air into it? Like, no. They just vacuum out your cavity.
So air has space to grow.
Yes, and then all of a sudden it goes, and it just pops back open.
I don't love this information.
I know. It's wild. Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you, Isaiah. Have a great day.
Probably wasn't the girl's fault.
I can't.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you remember yelling at him.
Yeah.
Candy?
Yay.
Bizarre ER, what happened?
So I was working in the ER, and I was up in triage, and this gentleman walks in with a trench coat and a cup of blood.
Oh.
So when trying to get the story, he was trying to get an erection that lasted a little longer and used emu oil, which is the bird emu oil. He waited about 4 hours and couldn't get the erection down, so he decided to drain it himself with a razor blade.
God, no!
Okay, Candy,
God, no!
First
God,
of all,
no!
Didn't know that was possible. Second of all, what did the emu do?
Yeah, what is... Okay.
Unfortunately, this gentleman was 21 years old and went to surgery and lost his penis.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's paperwork you never want to have to fill out. As a patient, Doris.
Candy, are you certain you're not messing with us?
Oh, my God. That's just...
I have so many more stories. I spent 14
this
years...
This is exactly what I'm talking about. When all the nurses are like, they're all just drinking rosé, and they just start one-upping each other, and it's like somebody is a candy and goes, okay, how about emu oil and a bloody... And you're like, oh my God, okay, Candy, we should hang out.
Do you think it's bad if I search on my work computer?
I'm happy to hang out with you. I'll tell you more stories, Slacker.
Okay.
Okay. Can I Google on my work computer what does emu oil do to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, did it.
Glad they have those long necks.
Thank you, Candy. That's remarkable. Brenna.
Yay.
Bizarre ER, what happened?
Yes, okay, so a couple of years ago, we were celebrating one of my daughter's birthdays, and before everybody got there, the kids were outside running around in the grass. All of a sudden, my oldest kid starts screaming bloody murder. So we pull her up, we put her on the porch, we look at the bottom of her foot because that's where she like sees pain, and we see this little white like dot, like perfect circle white dot. My first thought is she stepped on a nail, right? Mm-hmm. And so my husband's calling me over, and he's like, "Hey, we got like, what do we do?" And I was like, "We got to pull it out." And then she's screaming because like all of our emotions are hyped up. So she's panicking. We're panicking. She doesn't want us to touch it. So I called the urgent care. They said, "We can't help you because we don't have an x-ray. So you have to go to the ER. So we went to the ER. We went in there. She's still panicking like crazy, screaming, crying. Like we are, and to get to the ER, we're going like crazy down the main road. Sorry, I'm talking a little too fast. But anyway, so we get to the ER. They try to look at her foot. She won't let them touch it because she's like crying and freaking out. They come in and they do an x-ray. A little bit later, the doctor comes in and he's like, "I don't think she stepped on anything." And I was like, "There's no way. Like she was screaming bloody murder and pain, like we were all panicking. I look at the bottom of her foot, and sitting right next to it, you know those little punch outs for like party supplies? It was a little punch out cutout of just a little white piece of paper, and we, but because of our panic, she panicked, and it
stepped on a piece of paper.
Yeah, it was just paper. So we spent a good $1,600 at the ER for. The doctor was like, "You are so lucky we are not busy today, because I would have been really pissed." But this is now funny.
Oh. Also, doc, not my fault. My daughter's losing it.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.